This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Making movies isn't for the faint of heart. You got to raise money. You struggle to keep some modicum of creative control, all the while negotiating the twists and turns of a Byzantine industry. Mark Duplass does that and more while writing, producing, and directing independent films with his brother Jay. Cyrus and The Puffy Chair are two that you might have heard of. Oh, and he acts a little bit on the side, too. Season 6 of The League on the FXX network debuted last night. Mark, thanks so much for coming into the studio.
Thanks for having me.
What is it exactly that you do? Because you kind of do everything.
The way I started was as a writer-director, you know, in a team with my brother Jay, and that's still the bulk of what I do. I've kind of fallen into becoming an actor because I was the only one not holding a camera in our little movie, so I would just be in front of it. And then likewise, I kind of fell into being a producer of independent film because you can't go out and sell your independent movies as easily as you could before. And I just sort of started coming up with new models and new ways of making movies that seem to work, and that means you're a producer.
One of the, in fact, the main way you do it is, low budget is pejorative, I think, but you do it, shall we say, with a very light footprint.
Yeah, I would venture micro budget.
I read somewhere you did a movie for like $15,000.
Yeah, I mean, our first movie that really hit was this movie called The Puffy Chair that was a Sundance movie from 2005. And we did. We made it for $15,000 with, you know, some of our parents' money and some of our money. We developed this school of filmmaking that we call the Available Materials School of Filmmaking, which is you sort of look around, and if you and I were going to make a film, we'd be like, wow, we got these three cool microphones. There's that great clock in the corner. This is a nice, interesting space. Let's make a two-hander that's a lot like My Dinner with Andre. Wow. And find some way to make it sustainable. In this way, you are guaranteeing yourself the ability to make a movie as opposed to writing a script and then going, where are we going to get a spaceship? We don't have money for that. And so for that movie, I had a van, I had two apartments, I had some things, and so I threw them into the kettle, and then we made a movie with it.
If you had more money, mm-hmm. if you could write that script with a spaceship and then get that movie made, would you be a less creative person, if that makes any sense?
It's a great question. There are a couple of answers to it. Right now, I get a lot of money to make a TV show for HBO that my brother and I just finished our first season. It's called Togetherness. Yep. I am not a less creative person on that show because of the form. Television is not afraid of singular voices. HBO is a brand and a subscription service. I am one corner of that brand for them, and they let me do whatever I want to do with a lot of money. That is rare. HBO and all these other places are going to figure out they don't have to pay us that well soon enough that we would do it anyway. Yeah, everybody be quiet. Nobody listen. But in the film world, it's very, very different. Once you get into a level of $5 million or above on your budget, you are essentially a commodity. It is your duty, in my opinion, to serve that commodity. So you don't go and make a Marvel movie trying to make a piece of art. You're going to make everybody unhappy.
It's a fiduciary responsibility.
That's basically how I feel.
I would ask you why you're still doing movies, but I guess you got that slice of HBO, so you've got that TV thing going.
Yeah, I like having a combination of things, but again, I love the form of movies. You know, it doesn't take as much time to make a movie. You know, I just finished a movie called The One I Love, and it was a perfect example of my sort of smaller budget filmmaking that works perfectly for a film.
Except you have Elizabeth Moss, for crying out loud, mm-hmm. from Mad Men, and Ted Danson, who's no chump.
Let's face it, Mark Duplass is in that movie, too.
Well, you know, let's set him aside.
He's there.
He's fine. Yeah. But I mean, it's not like you can – I don't know. Maybe you can. You call him up and say, listen, I'm doing this really tiny little film, and I need you for a week and a half.
Well, let's, you know, not to get too crazy, but if you break down the economics of it, and this is what I do as a producer with the agents, you know, someone's making a $5 million movie, right? Yeah. They go to a movie star like Elizabeth Moss and they say, we're going to offer you Schedule F, which is a $60,000 offer. Then what happens is that budget gets knocked down.
Is that actually true? I mean, you know,
that's what they get. That's what they get. It's 65 grand.
All right.
Then they get knocked down to a $3.5 million budget, and they go back to Elizabeth Moss, who's already in love with the movie, and they say, I can't pay you Schedule F anymore. I'm going to pay you Scale, which is about $3,000 a week, and I'm going to give you a point on the back end of the movie, which with creative accounting in these big companies, you're never going to see. Okay. Yeah. So I know that because I'm an actor. I get these offers too. So I go to that agent and I say, okay, so here's the deal. Elizabeth Moss is now working on this $5 million movie for 4 weeks. She's making 12 grand. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pay you the minimum of what I can pay you, the low-budget model scale. Everybody on my movie is going to make $100 a day, whether it's Elizabeth Moss, whether it's a PA, whether it's Ted Danson, whether it's
Mark Duplass,
whoever. Everybody's going to make that, but I'm going to give you big points on the back end of this movie. And because we've made it so cheaply, we're going to get into profit really soon, and there's going to be real points. And they say, well, how do I know these points are going to work?
Yeah.
And then I hand them the documents, and I say, well, here is Safe Dinner Guaranteed and Your Sister's Sister and Hump Day and The Puffy Chair, and here's what everybody made. Huh. And it dwarfs the Schedule F offer that they were going to make in the first place. Yes, they are coming to work on a tiny movie that is way beneath them, but at least we have some precedent of saying – these movies actually pay off. And more importantly, you have an ownership in this. You have a real stake in this, not just from a financial perspective, but from a, you know, a spiritual and
the artistic side.
Yeah, the artistic side, yeah.
Of all the things you do, right, you write, you direct, you act, you produce, you executive produce, all of that stuff, what's your favorite thing?
Nothing is more rewarding at the end of the day than writing and directing movies or TV with my brother, because we've been doing this for years. But in that way, it's a lot like being a parent where, you know, it is so, so stressful and so exhausting. Of course, you see your baby's sleeping face at night and you love it. Yeah. Acting in a movie is much more like being, you know, the fun drunk uncle that shows up with Oreos for 3 hours and then you leave and the parents have to put the children to bed. I also love the producing side because I like the game.
Mark Duplass, thanks very much for coming to the studio.
Thanks for having me.